Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Linda Kelly, we've talked to many times on the programme from the COVID-19 maternity rights campaign. Linda, how did you feel watching that programme last week? Good morning.
Hi, PJ. Yeah, I really shouldn't have watched it, to be honest, because it made me very upset for a few different reasons. One, exactly as you said, you know, understanding that they'd been into the hospital, you know, while partners were waiting outside, no clarity from the hospital as to what infection prevention control measures they were using or anything like that. And just trying to make sense of it all. And then the other piece that was really upsetting was it didn't really show the impact of the restrictions at all on what people have experienced and totally at odds with the messages that we get every night of the week from people and that we still get because these restrictions are still in place in every hospital in the country to some extent. And I think it was really tone deaf in terms of the story that it was trying to tell. But ultimately, you know, how the management of the hospital could square away allowing a TV show in to make a documentary, which is ultimately for entertainment purposes and ultimately to generate revenue for RTE, but yet they couldn't find a way to allow one partner in for one person.
It wasn't a forced in the genre. I mean, there have been many, many documentaries like this. And to be fair, when they're made well. And I'm assuming that proper consent protocols are followed and that everybody is giving their full consent to being part of it and all of that. I just think, like you said, it was at the time and the background situation that A, wasn't reflected, and B, that it happened at all. You had an event last night, I think, called The Real Rotunda. How did that go? It was a Zoom meeting.
It was a Zoom meeting. We had over 175 people with us for the hour. Hugely emotional, PJ. Women from across the country, Rotunda patients and not. Mayo, Mullingar, Cork, Letterkenny. People shared their stories of what they experienced and hugely emotive. There was a number of politicians on the call and I got private messages from some of them this morning to say, I had no idea it was this bad. Those stories are harrowing. And it's not that we're looking for the worst stories, you know, not by any stretch of the imagination. Nobody should have to go through this. But the reality is that now at this stage of the pandemic, when we know 90% of the population are vaccinated and you can pretty much go about your business as freely as you want to, apart from, you know, some element of mask wearing, and we still have these restrictions in the maternity hospitals. They're still in CUMH and people want to move on now and they want to revert back to pre-pandemic access for one nominated partner. We're not talking about aunties, uncles, you know, grannies. We're not talking about that anymore. We're talking about one nominated support partner for every person attending the maternity services. That's the minimum of care that women should be expecting.
Even coming back to point out again the fact that the Taoiseach has said he doesn't understand why the restrictions are still in place. The Minister for Health has said there's no reason, according to his advice, that there should be restrictions in place. And what's more, you know, Dr. Houlihan, the Chief Medical Officer, has said there's no good public health reason for restrictions to still be in place. Now, they do leave it down to the individual hospitals and the individual boards of management. But when everybody is saying there's no need for restrictions to be still in place, you wonder why they are.
Exactly. And like we've had two meetings now with the HSC at this stage, PJ, and we still don't have a clear answer to that question. You know, progress is being made, but it's not going far enough and it's not moving fast enough. So we have another meeting with the HSC on the 29th of September. Very much, you know, the only agenda item is how do we go back to pre-pandemic access and how do we do it safely? Six hospitals in the country have done that and have done it safely. So it's really about bringing the other hospitals medals up to that standard. But also, PJ, we've called a march now and a protest for the 6th of October. We announced that last night because we feel that there really isn't enough priority being put on this by the Minister for Health, who, you know, is very good at discussing the issue in the media and saying he wants to see the restrictions end, but he's not doing enough to actually action that. And so we'll be protesting at 1 o'clock on the 6th of October outside Leinster House. I hope it doesn't come to that. I really do. But at this stage, given the indications we have from the HSE, I think you can expect to be talking to me again closer to that time.
Was leaving the autonomy with the individual hospitals wrong?
There's always an element of local hospitals have to make local decisions, particularly, and we've said this before, you know, if there is an outbreak in CUMH, obviously they'll have to put in place, you know, a particular set of restrictions at that particular time. But ultimately, you know, the hospitals are all funded through the HSE. The HSE reports to the minister. And when they're talking about local autonomy, it's not their intention that hospitals would diverge so much from the national guidelines as they are. That's not the minister's intention. It's certainly not the intention of the head people in the HSE who we meet with who devise the guidelines. You know, there is a clear expectation from HSE nationally that the hospitals follow the guidelines.
Linda, is it time for women's health and particularly, you know, health surrounding pregnancy and motherhood and that kind of thing to be represented at the cabinet table or at least with a devoted and dedicated junior ministry?
Absolutely, PJ. I think it's really clear. So many impacts that we've seen during COVID. I think you can draw a line directly back to the fact that there isn't enough women represented at senior decision-making tables. And when you look even just at the cabinet subcommittee on COVID, it's six men. And, you know, they're too far away from the lived experience of actually going into a maternity service to prioritise it. And that's what we've seen. You know, it's we're how long now? We're almost coming up to the 2 year mark, you know, of the pandemic.
Well, I mean, one member of that COVID committee is Michael McGrath, who has seven children, so he's not unfamiliar with maternity hospitals. You know what I mean?
He's not, but he, you know, his youngest child isn't, you know, hasn't been born in COVID. And I think, you know, it does make a difference when you have women at the table. And, you know, we met yesterday with the Oireachtas Women's Caucus, and it was a hugely powerful meeting. It's a completely different dynamic to when we meet with the senior people from the HSE. You know, there's no having to fight about what actually people are experiencing. There's no having to convince people of why a nominated
you're all on the same page, as it were. Linda, I've no doubt we'll come back to you between now and the 6th of October, because nothing seems to be changing in terms of restrictions. The hospitals themselves would defend their right to do it, and if anyone from the hospital wants to speak with me about why they defend their right to do it, we're here. But Linda, for now, thank you very much. Linda Kelly. And Linda Kelly from the COVID-19 Maternity Rights Campaign.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.